dictation for Bernadette, Bernadette, Wagener, Wagenaar, September 8, 57, addresses a letter to Anthony, Anthony, Hoholik, Hoholikpa, 616-837-7813. Dear Mr. Hoholik, consultation for Mrs. Wagener comes accompanied with husband, polycystic kidney disease. Received a transplant from husband about 20 years ago, St. Mary's, Grand Rapids. Developed coronavirus about 2 years ago. At that time, she decided not to take any transplant medications. She was never on dialysis. No kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, minor incontinence, minor frequency. Has gained 20 pounds over the last 1 year, real weight. Tongue esophageal reflux mild, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, no gross edema, peripheral numbness or claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes. Unfortunately, she smokes 1 pack per day. There is some cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, no major dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history for ADPKD, the renal transplant as indicated above. Presently off transplant medications, her own decision. A brain aneurysm that was detected 2 years ago, requiring open surgery, the placement of a clip. This was done also at Grand Rapids. She denies history of deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, or seizures. Denies coronary artery disease. No, has liver cyst, but no liver failure. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. She donates blood to the blood bank. The coronavirus in the past, respiratory syncytial virus in the past. Next paragraph, surgeries including the kidney transplant, the brain aneurysm repair, hysterectomy for prolapse, one ovary removed, appendix. Next paragraph, smokes. One pack a day. Denies alcohol intake. She starts smoking at age 15, 16. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, presently no medications or over the counter. Next paragraph, family history. His father has polycystic kidney disease as well as his grandfather from father's side. She has one sister who also received a transplant cadaveric type. She has one daughter with polycystic kidneys, 2 grandkids unknown status. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 150. 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 130/84 on the left, 150/96 on the right, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid Brewer JBD, lungs are clear distant, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, kidney transplant without any tenderness, no ascites masses, no peripheral edema, no neurological deficit, no clubbing. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from December. Creatinine 1.03 for a GFR better than 60, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. Protein creatinine ratio, normal, less than 0.2, she was 0.13. Hemoglobin is high, 16.9. Normal white blood cell, low platelet count, urine without activity for blood protein cells or infection. She does have few years back elevated cholesterol, LDL with normal triglycerides, and HDL high at 82. Prior glucose normal. Hemoglobin also was high at that time, 17.1. There is a prior kidney ultrasound from January of this year, 24. Both native kidneys enlarged from polycystic kidneys without obstruction. No urinary retention, kidney transplant left-sided, normal size 11.3, mild degree of hydronephrosis, no fluid collection. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, ADPKD, with a strong family history. Next number, renal transplant from husband about 20 years ago. Next number, presently off transplant medications, patient's decision. Next number, high blood pressure on the right side. This needs to be confirmed. A patient says to have white coat hypertension. Notice the asymmetry between the right and the left side. Next number, no gross evidence for urinary retention and no major obstruction on the transplant kidney. Next number, anxiety, depression, presently no treatment. Next number, polycythemia, which very well could be represented from smoking. Is also described as as complications of post-transplant. She is not having symptoms of elevated viscosity, no cardiovascular or neurological symptoms. I'm going to check EPO level. Next number, thrombocytopenia, an isolated number that needs to be rechecked. If truly persistent, given the high hemoglobin, we might get a hematological consultation. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Refusing at this moment any treatment. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. Plan to see her back on the next few months. End of dictation.